Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hi folks, Eagles beat reporter Mike Kay here from NJ Advanced Media, and this is your latest update from the No Huddle Show podcast.
The Eagles have swapped out third-string quarterbacks. Last week, the team cut undrafted rookie QB Jamie Newman in a surprising move. Since the Eagles couldn't just bring Jalen Hurts and Joe Flacco to training camp, they decided to look elsewhere. Monday, the team agreed to terms on a deal with former 49ers QB Nick Mullins. The 26-year-old has started 16 games over the past 4 years. While he is coming off of elbow surgery, Mullins figures to see plenty of action in the preseason. Nick Mullins isn't the only post-offseason program addition to the Eagles roster. The Eagles re-signed tight end Richard Rodgers on Friday. Rodgers has spent the past 3 years bouncing on and off the Eagles roster. He figures to be the number two tight end in Philly if the Eagles move on from Zach Ertz. Along with Nick Mullins and Richard Rodgers, the Eagles have signed wide receiver Michael Walker. Walker replaces Khalil Tate, who was waived last week. Walker didn't play in the NFL last year, but appeared in 7 games for the Jaguars in 2019. Walker has return ability. Second-round pick Landon Dickerson remains as the only Eagles draft pick left unsigned. Coming off ACL surgery, Dickerson's likely haggling over the guaranteed money in his contract. Dickerson is expected to take part in training camp workouts in July.
For all the latest Eagles news, turn to the sports section of NJ.com and download the No Huddle Show podcast wherever podcasts are available.